This is Retire Strong Radio with Gary Stoller from ETS Financial. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Gary provides his clients and prospects the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful strategies to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now here is Retire Strong Radio with Gary Stoller.
Welcome back to Retire Strong Radio. I am your host, Gary Stoller, part of the team here at ETS Financial. And I am joined today with our co-host, Tony Shore. How are you doing today, Tony?
I am doing great, Gary. Thanks for having me on the show. I love you and the team there. You do a great job, and I'm excited about being on the show because I know you have a lot of great information for our listeners out there today. I've had a great week enjoying the fall weather. How about you? How are you doing?
Yeah, doing great. You know, we have, this is kind of our annual tradition of everyone in our household getting a cold.
And you know so, what? You know what?
We got a little stuffiness going around, and
yep.
Tis the season to be sneezing, as I say.
Yep, exactly. I have a cold too. I don't know if hopefully you can't tell that much, but yes, I have a bit of a sinus infection and a cold right now myself. It's going around, that's for sure.
Your voice sounds good, even with the cold. So speaking of this week. Friday, October 27th, starting at 6 p.m., ETS Financial. We're going to have our own little trunk right outside our office here, as well as the other local businesses downtown Houston on the square. So if you hear this in time, feel free to come on by and have some fun. You're going to be able to see Eric Scoggins, the head of our firm, dressed up in a costume. I can't say yet what it is.
I can't wait.
If you come by, you'll be able to see him and
take
pictures and get some good Halloween candy.
If I can't make it by, you got to take some pictures of Eric for me, Gary.
Absolutely. We'll do that.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Let's jump into it because, Gary, during previous conversations, you've noted that some people have financial strategies that include annuities with the goal of using them to create a retirement income. But how are they taxed? Let's talk about taxes.
Yeah, great question. It can be taxed in a couple different ways. And I've mentioned before, there's Kiplinger that has an article, How 12 Types of Retirement Income Get Taxed. It's a good, fairly brief overview on the taxation. I'm going to share some of those details to get more in depth. Obviously, we want to be able to provide insight and customized plans for all of our listeners and all of our clients. However, this article does provide insight into annuities as well as life insurance. But let's talk about annuities first. So first, it is possible that some, maybe even all of the income that you receive from an annuity will be taxable. So if you have an annuity that provides retirement income, then the percentage of the payments that reflect your principal is tax-free, but the rest is taxable. For example, if you put $150,000 of after-tax dollars in an annuity, and in 10 years, maybe it's worth, let's say, $225,000, then you'll be on the hook for $75,000 of interest. So also note that the insurance company that sold you the annuity must declare what is taxable. So if you're, on the other hand, if the annuity uses pre-tax money, like a traditional IRA or 401k, et cetera, and that's rolled into an annuity, then 100% of your annuity would be taxed as ordinary income.
So in your experience, Gary, do people tend to be surprised then when they sit down with you and really begin to understand just how complex retirement taxes can be?
Yeah, great question. You know, it's just like anything else. It really just does depend on the person, the individual, how much they've studied retirement taxation in the past, if that's an interest to them. I work with people who have a solid understanding of how the various retirement income tools will be taxed. But also, we work with quite a few folks who, while they're aware that they're going to be paying taxes in retirement, they are somewhat surprised by all the ways that the IRS is going to go get a piece of that. So no matter what, though, we can work together with the clients to customize a financial strategy that's going to work to simultaneously provide that retirement income while protecting them from taxes as much as possible.
Right. And that's huge, obviously. And so now what about life insurance? I'm curious about if that can be taxed.
So let's say you're a beneficiary and you receive the proceeds from a life insurance policy of a loved one when they pass away. That is going to be tax-free by and large. That is not taxable. That's one of the benefits of life insurance. 99 times out of 100, that is tax-free. It bypasses probate, and it directly comes to you via check or direct deposit into your bank account. Now, tax rules can be just a little bit more complex. If you own a policy that, let's say, is building cash value, and then you surrender that policy for the cash. So a financial services professional, like those of us here at ETS Financial, may help you conclude whether your proceeds are taxable. So, for example, if you're a policyholder who surrendered a life insurance policy and cashed it out, and the amount that you received is greater than the total amount that you paid in that event, the gains would in fact be taxed. However, there are life insurance plans that we design and provide that do build cash value. And then we have a couple different ways to receive the cash value back out of those plans without fully surrendering the policy, and where you can receive more than what you paid in to yourself without actually paying any taxes on that. So a couple questions to ask is, you know, if you're the beneficiary, what's the face value of the policy, if specified? And if you are receiving installments of that face value, and is there a refund or period certain guarantee? And then one other question to ask is, were federal income taxes withheld from the policy's proceeds? So there is more to it than this, Tony. There can be deeper workings within life insurance. However, this is an area that we take seriously and really hone in to help benefit our clients and plan for this ahead of time, so that by and large, the proceeds received from a life insurance, be it a death benefit payout or a cash withdrawal or distribution from the cash value, we design those by and large to be 100% tax-free.
Oh, wow. So I like the sound of tax-free. And insurance, I know it can be tax-free, as you say, but you need to know the ins and outs and why go it alone. You don't have to know all this. You just need to work with a team like you have there at ETS Financial to take care of all this. I know you guys do this day in and day out for your clients. So if our listeners have questions, they just need to give you a call. So we're talking about taxes and annuities, taxes on annuities and taxes on life insurance, because a lot of people don't understand how that works. And we've been talking about taxes overall in retirement. A lot of people don't understand how much they will have to pay in taxes in retirement. So if our listeners have questions about this, Gary, how can they get a hold of you?
They could just grab their phone and give us a call here, 770-904-1978. Again, that is phone number 770-904-1978. They can also simply visit us online, various ways to communicate with us there, ETS, as in Edward Tom Sam, financial.com. That is ETS, financial.com. And then I can directly be reached by email at Gary, G-A-R-Y, at ETSfinancial.com.
All right. Well, Gary, that's great. Listeners, pick up the phone or hit the web and let Gary know if you have any questions. You can talk to the team there at ETS Financial. It's a great service. They have a lot of great information on the website as well at etsfinancial.com. So check that out. Gary, great show today. And that does it for today's episode.
I hope everyone has a very good time trick-or-treating with their kids and grandkids and friends and neighbors. I hope you have a sweet time, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to Retire Strong Radio. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound retirement plan. For more information, please contact Gary Stoller at ETS Financial. Call 770-904-1978 or visit them online at etsfinancial.com.
Investment advisory services are offered by First Advisors National, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Georgia. Insurance products and services are offered through ETS Financial Services, LLC, First Advisors National, LLC, and ETS Financial Services, LLC, are affiliated companies. All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.